Let's not, like, turn this week's paper cuts into hating on the medical world. I mean, yesterday we literally had doctors losing a part of someone's skull. But I feel today might be ever so slightly worse.
What?
Doctor put on probation for a procedure that went wrong. Million and one procedures. This one, unfortunately, just happens to be a colonoscopy. I googled colonoscopy. There we go. The one where they take something and go. Mm-hmm. Go deliveries in rear, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So I googled size of a colonoscopy scope, roughly 160 to 180 centimeters long, with a diameter of about 1 to 1.2 centimeters, depending on the manufacturer and scope size. Thank you, internet. Why is this important to know the size of the scope? Let's just say, yeah, like I put it earlier, it doesn't go down your throat.
Okay? Yeah, no, it does not.
It's rough. So, patient on table, sedated, and the doctor starts to feed, if you will, the scope into the area of the body that's not designed for receiving. When it turns out, the patient was not fully sedated.
Eesh.
When the doctor started inserting the colonoscopy scope. So they were awake, but they were kind of like that muscle relaxant kicked into effect. So there they are, but very awake. Now, again, no medical professional, but this is the way, I suppose, to stop someone from inserting a scope where they shouldn't, is you start screaming to get attention.
Right.
So that's what the patient did. Except the doctor didn't stop. So the patient started screaming and shouting even more, and the doctor didn't stop. So more screaming and shouting, and the doctor did not stop. Turns out this doctor wears hearing aids.
Oh,
and
no.
Decided to take them out right before the procedure started. So you might ask yourself, was there no one else in the room?
Yeah, I was like, oh, excuse me.
There were, but when they try to bring up the issue with the doctor of this dude, I mean, doctor's like, not wearing. He's like, nah, it's fine, and carries on just feeding tube. So here's another issue. Doctor is 85 years old. Now, I will trust an 85-year-old general practitioner, like a GP.
100%.
He says, you're not feeling well. Listen, yeah. I'd recommend this, but to feed pipe into me, uh-uh. Also, he's 85. I don't think he's going to put up a motor of a fight.
Sir, why are you still working? If you're in that level where you're like doing surgical things, don't you got bank?
Yeah, look, I'll say as much. I don't know if doctor has bank, because this is not the first time he's been in hot water over an issue.
Maybe so, that's why he's still working. He's still being paid, busy paying off the last time's bank.
Listen, every time we do something like this, if I go to a doctor's office, I don't care for all your diplomas on the wall.
I
want to see handwritten references.
Yeah, where are your lawsuits, sir?
Where's your Yelp review?